This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. A federal court has rejected Montana's request to rehear their defense of state campaign contribution limits. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says none of its 44 judges moved to reconsider the case that the court already decided was tried on out-of-date standards. A panel of three federal judges decided in May that a state district court must decide whether Montana's contribution limits are constitutional based on legal tests outlined in the U.S. Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United ruling. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell said yesterday's opinion further clarified how the district court should use the landmark campaign finance decision in its ruling. Modell said Montana's current campaign contribution limits have remained in place throughout the case and will apply to the 2016 campaigns. In related news, Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices will begin 2 days of public hearings today on a complete rewrite of the rules that govern election campaigns in the state, especially political donations. Commissioner Modell says the new rules are intended to provide transparency for the voters and clarity for candidates.
If you're running for office in Montana, these rules are a godsend to you because they make the elections fair. They promote understanding of who's funding elections and when they're funding elections.
Modell says the rewrite of the 15-year-old election rules was triggered by two events: the Citizens United decision that allows corporations to spend unlimited amounts on political campaigns, and a so-called dark money bill passed by Montana lawmakers this year that requires most political donations to be disclosed to the public. The hearings begin this morning at 9 in the old Supreme Court chambers in the state capitol. A southwestern Montana doctor charged with 400 felonies in connection to overprescribing pain medication, which officials say led to the deaths of two patients, has pleaded not guilty. The Ravalli Republic reports 67-year-old Chris Arthur Christensen made his first appearance in Ravalli County District Court yesterday. Christensen faces 2 counts of negligent homicide, 9 counts of criminal endangerment related to the potential for overdoses, and 389 felony counts of criminal distribution of dangerous drugs. Christensen's Big Creek Family Medicine Clinic in Florence was raided in April of 2014, and Christensen's license was suspended. The state agreed to issue him a probationary license in May of this year if he agreed to acknowledge some wrongdoing and work under the supervision of another physician. His next court appearance is scheduled for October 28th. An attorney for a Louisiana oil company is asking a judge to reject the government's proposed timeline for lifting its hold on an energy lease in Montana that's on land sacred to American Indians. Solenex LLC attorney says the government schedule will add years to the 3-decade delay to the company company has already endured. The Blackfeet tribes of the U.S. and Canada are opposed to drilling on what they consider their spiritual homeland. North Dakota and the attorneys who have been arguing over state and federal powers have filed their written positions over whether a judge's decision to block a new Obama administration water rule applies nationwide. The EPA says in court documents that the injunction applies only to the specific complaints alleged by the 13 states. Lawyers for the state say the judge's order contained no geographical limitation. Law enforcement officials in southwestern Montana are asking hunters to keep an eye out for anything that might help them find a 74-year-old North Dakota doctor who was reported missing in early July. A vehicle belonging to Dr. Patrick Fitzpatrick of Bismarck was found July 4th on the edge of a bean field south of Willow Creek, which is southwest of Three Forks. U.S. transportation officials will offer $10 million in grants for states to upgrade highway rail crossings and tracks in response to a surge in flammable fuel shipments in recent years. Today's planned announcement from the Department of Transportation comes after rail crossing collisions increased over the past several years, following more than 3 decades of steady declines. There were more than 2,200 collisions in 2014, killing 269 people and injuring 849. Almost 40% of the fatalities occurred in just 5 states. California, Illinois, Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. Acting Federal Railroad Administrator Sarah Feinberg says most rail crossing deaths are preventable. The grants would pay for improvements along railroads that transport flammable fuels. Shipments of crude oil and ethanol increased dramatically over the past decade before energy prices plummeted. Montana's construction sector is making gains, but still isn't back to pre-recession levels. Economist Patrick Barkey says surveys of Montana's construction wages indicate steady growth in the industry.
But not quite up to the levels that we had before the big housing bust. So if you were to compare, for example, construction statewide by that measure I just mentioned, you would see that we're probably still about 10% down from where we were in 07, which was the peak year before the bust.
Barkey is director of the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. The U.S. Commerce Department this week said construction spending in July climbed to its highest level in more than 7 years. It noted that there was an increase in the building of houses, factories, and power plants. A woman who's facing a child sex abuse charge after having nude photos of her son's alleged rape victim on her cell phone has pleaded no contest to the charge. The Billings Gazette reports Pamela Fink Coleman pleaded no contest to the charge Friday. The felony charge carries up to a 10-year prison sentence and a fine of up to $10,000. Court records state Coleman had shown nude cell phone photos to another woman who then contacted police. The 14-year-old girl in the picture was one of two girls who accused Coleman's son of raping her. The girl told police 25-year-old Jordan Coleman had blackmailed her into taking the photo. Jordan Coleman was sentenced in March to 30 years in prison. His mother's sentencing has been scheduled for November 17th. A man suspected of dropping a cigarette and causing a fire that burned at least three homes in August is now facing a charge in Flathead County. The Flathead Beacon reports Joseph DeVero was charged with misdemeanor negligent endangerment related to the 6.5-acre blaze on August 5th that evacuated homes in Evergreen. He has not yet appeared in court. Deputy County Attorney Kenneth Park says the fire caused over $500,000 in damage. DeVero also recently pleaded not guilty to a felony theft charge involving a 2007 Chevy Impala that was stolen August 13th. The Helena Independent Record reports Governor Steve Bullock and Montana education leaders announced that the grant from nonprofit group USA Funds will go toward establishing prior learning assessments for veterans in the Montana university system, expanding the jobs for Montana's graduates programs in tribal communities, and building a tribal college apprenticeship program. The prior assessments will also help any adult student with previous workforce experience. The assessments and jobs for Montana's graduates programs will both receive $350,000, and the apprenticeship program will get the remaining $300,000. Montana wildlife officials euthanized a female black bear that broke into at least one home in a neighborhood near Lockwood. The Billings Gazette reports game wardens and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks euthanized the bear yesterday after it had also attempted to break into other buildings this week. This is the time of year when bears try to consume as much food as possible before hibernating for winter. Wildlife officials are advising residents to be careful not to leave trash or food easily accessible to bears. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.